We're going to begin the Warren County Radio Bible School this morning with a Bible question. And here's the question. Before Jesus was known as Jesus the Christ, what was he known? By what was he known in the beginning? Now, this is, you know, Jesus existed. He was with God. What was he known in the beginning when he was with God? Now, that's the question. And the answer is found in John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. Now, you might know the answer to that. And if you do, that is wonderful. We're going to read that answer in just a moment. The Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. All are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now, what was Jesus known about by, and what word describes Jesus Christ before he was Jesus Christ, when he was with God and in the beginning with God? Well, if you know your book of John, then you'll know what the answer is. But let me just read it to you. John chapter 1, verses 1 through 3. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that hath been made. And in him was life, and the life was the light of men. As I read that in the Bible I'm reading, the word, is capitalized, referring to a person. In the beginning was the Word is not talking about a word like we see printed on a page. We're talking about the person of Jesus. The Word was with God and the Word was God means that he who became Jesus was with God and he was God. It's interesting that he is called the Word. Now, I've read a lot of comments on that about what that John may have meant by this, and they've gone into Greek philosophy and different theological terms that people use to try to describe just what is meant by this word. But the simplest and the one that resonates with me was where I read where a man had written, Jesus is both the man and the message. Jesus is what God always wanted to tell man. I think that is a good way to describe why Jesus is called the Word. With that introduction, let's turn to Elam's notes, for he wrote some Sunday school notes on this passage for the Sunday schools of January the 3rd, 1926. And in it he says that the Word existed in the beginning and in heaven, not as Jesus of Nazareth and as Jesus the Christ, but as the Word. The Word became flesh in the person of Jesus. And after his crucifixion and resurrection, Jesus was exalted to the right hand of God in heaven and made both Lord and Christ, Acts 2 and verse 36. He was anointed on earth with the Holy Spirit and with power, Acts 10 and verse 38, but did not rule as king and serve as priest until exalted in heaven. The Word was not only with God in the beginning, but all things were made through him, and without him was not anything made that hath been made. God created all things through the Word. The world was made through him, John 1 and verse 10. Paul states that the work of God and the Word as follows. Yet to us there is one God, the Father, of whom are all things and we in him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, through whom are all things, and we through him. 1 Corinthians 8 and verse 6. Of the Son, Paul further says, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were all things created in the heavens and upon the earth, things visible and things invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things have been created through him and unto him, and he is before all things, and in him all things consist. Colossians chapter 1, verses 15 through 17, where it says, in him all things consist, the marginal reading there says, that in him all things hold together. He upholds all things by the word of his power. Hebrews 1 in verse 3, God said to others, the Word and the Holy Spirit, let us make man, Genesis 1:26. And Jehovah God said, behold, the man is become as one of us, Genesis 3 and verse 22. And in the coming of the Word became as one of man. Now we read in verses 4 through, let me see how far I want to go. I'm going to read John 1, verses 4 through 10. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness apprehended it not. There came a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness, that he might bear witness of the light, that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came that he might bear witness of the light. That was the true light, even the light which lighteth every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made through him, and the world knew him not. Well, getting back to Elam's notes, in him was life. He is the author of life, the source of life. For as the Father hath life in himself, even so gave he the Son also to have life in himself. John 5:26. The self-existing, eternal, divine life which is in the Father is also in the Son. He conquered the grave, Hebrews 2 and verse 14, abolished death, and brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. 2 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 10. Truly he could say of himself, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And whoso liveth and believeth on me shall never die. John 11:25 through 26. All that are in the tombs shall hear his voice and come forth, John 5:28 through 29. The Word made flesh is the source of all spiritual life and light on earth. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the hour cometh and now is, when the dead shall hear the voice of the Son of God, and they that hear, and that is they that hearken, shall live. John 1:25. It is the, or that is John 5 and verse 25. It is the Spirit that giveth life. The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I have spoken unto you, they are the Spirit and they are the life. John 6:63. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. 1 John 5 and verse 12. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. John 14 and verse 6. The life was the light of men. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. John 8:12. When I am in the world, I am the light of the world. John 9:5. Paul says that light makes manifest. Ephesians 5:13. The Word was the source of light in the beginning, and on earth he is God, manifested in the flesh. 1 Timothy 3:16. He is a manifestation of the goodness, mercy, grace, and love of God. On the other hand, His life on earth is a manifestation of righteousness, our implicit obedience to the Father. He says, I am come down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me, John 6:38. He was about his Father's business at 12 years of age, Luke 2:49. Was baptized in the River Jordan in obedience to God to fulfill all righteousness, Matthew 3:15. And became obedient unto death, yea, the death of the cross, Philippians 2:8. His life is the light of the world, because he shows men what it is to obey God. Hence he says, he that followeth me shall not walk in the darkness, but shall have the light of life, John 8:12. There's no such thing, then, as walking in the light without following Jesus in obedience to God. Jesus is the water of life, the bread of life, the light of life, the Son, S-U-N, of righteousness, and the resurrection and the life. Now the light shineth in darkness. Jesus was the true light coming into the world, John 1:9. The Son, S-U-N, of righteousness, shining upon the darkness of sin and showing men how to obey God and live. The light of the Son drives darkness away, and this light of the world drives out the darkness of sin. The darkness apprehended it not. That means it did not overcome it. One can resist this light as he can hide from the light of the sun, but the darkness of sin can no more overcome this light than literal darkness can put out the sun. Darkness can never overtake one either, so long as one walks in this light. Walk while you have the light, that darkness not overtake you, John 12:35-36. Darkness overtakes one when one fails to walk in the light. Some love darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil, John 13:19. They are left free to live in darkness or to walk in the light. And so in verse 6, John now begins this life of Jesus on earth. He introduces thus by referring to the work of John the Baptist. The man sent from God, whose name was John the Baptist. His work will be noticed in the next lesson. John the Baptist was sent to bear witness of Jesus as the light. He did this in preparing a people for the Lord, in preaching the kingdom of heaven is at hand, in declaring when he was baptized the people that one mightier than himself would come, and pointing out Jesus as the Lamb of God, that all might believe through him. This shows how people are made believers in Christ, and that faith cometh by hearing the Word of God, John 10:17. Later, the apostles bore witness of Jesus. John the Baptist was not the light. He wasn't the Messiah, as some supposed, but was a witness of the light. He was the lamp that burneth and shineth, John 5:35. But he was not the light. Jesus was the source of light, self-existing light, while John was a lamp. Jesus was the true light, even the light which lighteth every man coming into the world. Coming into the world modifies light. The true light was coming into the world. Jesus is the source of all moral and spiritual light. He says, I am come a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me may not abide in the darkness. John 12:46. He was in the world. Well, when was he in the world? He existed before the world and created the world, and was in the world from its creation, Colossians 1:17. Yet the world knew him not, and the world did not receive him. And even after Jesus came into the world in the flesh, so many did not receive him, and many have not received him to this day. And those who will not receive him continue in darkness.